thank you, Jesus. You are the Prince of Peace in our lives. Lord, we just thank you for that peace. We claim that peace, that peace that supernaturally guards our thoughts and our emotions. In Jesus' name. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Let's just sing that one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. There's a Greek legend that speaks of a teacher that's busy playing with children in a courtyard, and a famous teacher. And so the bystanders come to him and say, you know, why are you engaging in this frivolous activity? This seems, you know, quite fruitless. And he replies to them and says, if you consider a bow that is strung, and from this we'll know what we're talking about here. He says, then if that bow is continuously strung, it can snap at some point. But if you just loosen the string of the bow and let it lie slack for a while, then it will be ready for when you need it. And so this morning, we're just going to share a little bit about giving some slack to the bow, loosening that string. We're going to speak a bit about rest this morning. Scripture that I want to start with is Matthew chapter 6. And the disciples just got back to Jesus after going out on a mission. And we pick it up in verse 13. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. You know, you need rest. Every one of us need rest. And we're going into a busy part of the year, but it's also a time that most people will take some time off of their normal work, their normal job. And the idea is to get some rest. We need rest. Just yesterday, I was out most of the day with the children, and Charlene was really blessed by that. She could have some rest, some time to herself. And I think sometimes, you know, that also has to do with just a bit of quietness around you. We need that in today's busy age. There just seems to be more gadgets and technology that create noise around us. There's a band that I enjoy listening to from time to time. It's called Switchfoot, and they've got a song that says, if this song is just adding to the noise, then put it off. They say we need rest, quietness. In surveys in prisons around the world would suggest that for the most part, the most complaints that prisoners would give is because of the noisiness. Not the food or other things that they're lacking, but just there's no rest from the noise in prison. There's always just this clanging and this banging and just a lot of noise. We need sometimes to have this quiet space. We need rest. Okay? And so, you know, when we get weary and tired, when there's just this clanging in our ears, then we can start maybe doing some funny things. When you're overtired, you tend to maybe make some silly errors in your judgment and so on. I think Charlene really needed the rest yesterday. A few nights ago, we had a few people over for a braai, and instead of cream, she bought milk, sort of full cream milk. And she put it into this dish, and then it was sort of obviously much too runny. And it didn't set like it should. You know, these are the kind of things that happens when, you know, you get, she bought Cadbury cereal instead of a Crunch cereal, that kind of thing. You know, so you go kind of on autopilot, but you miss maybe a few things. And it's important to get some rest. I think we've all walked into a room before, or is it just giving my age away, and then you wonder, why did you come into this room now? Just a few pictures of some things that can go wrong when you're overly tired. Might drive your boat in car first afterwards. I mean, you need to reverse it then. Okay. You might sort of drive the wrong way, or finally you're trying something but you know, you're a bit too far away. So we need rest, especially if you're going to be doing extreme sports. Make sure you get some rest. Now, rest is very biblical. We're going to speak a bit more about, you know, the different types in a second. But in Genesis 2 already, we see that God rested on the seventh day. From verse 2 to 3, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing in the creation. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Now, aren't we grateful to be creationists in our approach? Because if we talk about millions of years here, then you wouldn't get any rest. Okay? If you've got to wait 6 million years before you take a nap. So I'm grateful that I take the word day as the Hebrew word yom, which means 24 hours, and they speak about day and night. And so, 1 in 7 days is a good rest principle to adhere to, and God institutes that already there in Genesis 2. He says, work is blessed. We mustn't confuse the issue. Work is blessed, but there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything, if you think of Ecclesiastes and what the author writes there. So, every 7 days, this is the Sabbath principle. And we see it reiterated also in Hebrews chapter 4, picking it up there from verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed into that rest, speaking about the Israelites entering the promised land, and many didn't enter because of their unbelief. They didn't enter that picture for us that we hold in the New Testament of rest in the Lord, that picture of eternity with him. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, with the parable of the talents, in most translations it says, when he says to the faithful servants, who have multiplied what he had entrusted to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with little, now I'll make you rule over much, into the joy of your Lord. In some translations it also says, into the rest of your Lord. And so there's a place of eternal rest that we can look forward to, a place away from the work and the busyness that we experience here in our current age. What Johnny said it amazingly a week ago when he ministered, busy stands for being under Satan's yoke. Okay, and we need to break away from that. We need to make time to rest. You've got a choice in the matter. You can choose to carry on and carry on, or you can choose to take time out and rest. So remember the Sabbath principle, and it is available to you. Believe, if you believe in the Word of God, you believe it's good for you, and you believe it's what God wants for you, then you'll make time for it. I'm still not telling you exactly what rest is, but I'm just explaining your need for it so long. So you say, okay, yes, I want rest. What is it? Hebrews 4, chapter 9 to 10 says, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Okay, Sabbath rest. So, you know you need to rest. Right, your body needs to rest. There's two types of rest. There's physical rest and there's spiritual rest. Okay, physically, you need to rest. Otherwise, your body's going to shut down after a while. You know, when they're training the Navy SEALs and these kind of guys and special ops teams, in the boot camp, one of the things that they do to to really sort of separate the mice from the men is sleep deprivation as well. Now, so they keep you awake and forced to stay awake, and you know, for many days at the end, and then you still have to complete very technical tasks and these kind of things, and it's torturous. But it shows you as well, you know, how many people, like very, you know, amazingly fit athletes, will actually their body start shutting down at that point. And so, you know, out of a group of 100, then they would end up now with 10 sort of super athletes that they will now use for that special ops team. Physical rest, you need your sleep. Some people seem to get away with less sleep than others. So, you know, we are wired differently, but everyone does need sleep of some measure. But listen to your body. You know, when you're one of those people that needs more sleep, and obviously eat healthy and exercise, these are very basic and practical things. But the body that you've been given is the first and most obvious thing that you have to be a steward of. In other words, your body does not belong to you. Okay, God created you. He bought you at a price with the blood of His Son. You doubly belong to God. Your body belongs to you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay, what do they say? A healthy body houses a healthy spirit. Look after yourself. Make sure you get enough sleep, you get good food, and you get regular exercise. Okay, physical rest. There's a story about two lumberjacks, neighbors, chopping away in a competition for 24 hours to see who can chop the most wood. And the one lumberjack, you know, he goes flat out all day as hard as he can. He only takes a short rest for lunch. And at the end of the day, he's surprised when the other lumberjack has chopped considerably more wood than him. And obviously this is a principle that if it's applied, it would come true. And he says he doesn't understand it, because whenever he looked at the other lumberjack, it seemed like the other guy was, he rested. And so he asked the guy, how is this possible? You know, I've been chopping all day, and every now and then when I looked, you were busy resting. And I said, yeah, I was resting. At the same time, I was busy sharpening my axe. Okay? So, it's important. It's important to get that physical rest, but not just physical. There's also a spiritual rest that we need to enter into. A spiritual rest, the rest of the Lord, and coming away, setting yourself apart to be able to hear from the Lord. I mentioned the busyness. I mentioned the noisiness. You know, some people manage in the Bible, you get many different examples. Daniel liked to pray in his room. Isaac liked to go and pray, you know, outside in the quiet on the mountain. Jesus was on the mountain in the morning. Isaac liked to pray at night. There's different times and rhythms for each person. You need to find that sweet spot, but you need to find it. We need rest. We need spiritual rest. We need to enter into the rest of the Lord. We need that sharpening. Otherwise, you won't be able to do what God has called you to do. As Uncle Angus Buchan says, first to the mountain, then the ministry. We need to find that quiet place. Charlene is amazing, where she can just sort of shut out noisiness, and she also wakes up incredibly early before the kids would even dare to open her eye, and then she is in the spare room, you know, there on the mattress and just spending time with the Lord. And myself, for my quality time, I like to just go up the mountain to I find just a quiet spot where there's no other people or cars, and I'll just sit there and I'll be praying with my eyes open, and the Lord will just be showing me a lot of things, and He'll be just restoring you know, things in my spirit, and it's just so awesome. But I need that quietness with all the years, just maybe some birds flying by, and that is amazing for me. When we used to stay at Tableview, I used to go down to the beach, and the Lord, you know, showed me a lot through, obviously, just the tide comes in relentlessly, waves crashing on the shore, you know, and the Lord just showed me that He's got rest for us between the crashing of the waves. He's got rest for us. We need to take time out and find that rest. Some people are just there the whole time where the waves crashing continuously. And I think it can virtually drive you crazy if you don't get enough rest. Okay, you need to make sure You get your physical sleep, eating and exercise, and you get your spiritual rest. You need to take time out to be with the Lord. Okay, so the risks here, on the one hand, is not enough rest. Right? And you just have to be busy because you think, well, here's a deadline, there's something to do. If I don't just keep going at it 24/7, it's just not going to be done. Well, remember that story of the lumberjack. You need to take time out with the Lord, because if you don't refresh yourself in the Lord, how can you be faithful in fulfilling what He has asked you to do? How can you know what He wants you to do? And how will you have the strength? Because what the Lord has called you to is much bigger than what you can manage. Remember, when, as believers, we're not talking about our own strength here. We're not talking about following our own plan for our lives. We're talking about doing what God has called us to do. And for that, you need to spend time with God to know what you need to do and to have the strength to do it. And then obviously, the other risk is you take too much rest and don't actually get anything done. Okay? So, yeah, remember the Sabbath principle, 1 in 7. It's a good principle to adhere to. Because prayer and meditation on the Word should lead to action. Okay? Should always lead to action. So there's a time of rest and there's time of work. One day we can look forward to working with the Lord, ruling and reigning with Christ. But there's not going to be sweat or blood or tears or thorns or thistles. Sun's not going to strike us. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be work in eternity, but it's not going to be the same sort of kind of tiring, relentless, you know, hard labor that many of us find ourselves doing here on earth at this time. In heaven, there's just love and peace and joy in the Lord, fruit of the Spirit abounding everywhere. But it's not to say we're going to be sort of, the picture isn't one of us stretched out on a couch and eating grapes and whatever. We are going to be ruling and reigning with Christ. Cross your mind back again to the parable of the talents. You've been faithful with little, and he's speaking about the one who multiplied to 10 talents, and that was a massive amount of money, you know, virtually speaking, millions, yeah. He said that to the one with the 10 talents and the one with the 4 talents. Everything that we are busy with here on earth to the Lord is pretty small. And what he has in store for us, if we are faithful with what he has given us to do here in this life, is massive. Okay? It's like the difference between being the street sweeper and being the president. Okay, if we're faithful to sweeping the street here, if that's what God has called us to do, ruling and reigning with him in eternity is going to kind of be like being promoted from street sweeper to president. Huge responsibility, but the Lord, it's all going to be orderly in the Lord's time, in his presence, and with his help. And so we've got a lot to look forward to, but there's going to be work that he's got for us. And so that's awesome, because otherwise some people, you know, that understand that work is blessed might think, well, we're going to be ready for work in eternity in heaven. But that's not the case. Okay, yes, work is blessed, and we can experience only the blessed side of work. Sometimes here on earth, work can be quite difficult as well. It can feel more like, you know, you're busy completely destroying your soul from Monday to Friday and just recovering sufficiently to be able to face a Monday morning again. And that's not meant to be that way. And when you are fulfilling God's call in your life, even though it is difficult, you actually experience fulfillment and you enjoy it. Okay, so, we're talking about rest, and then on the converse side, you've got work. Let's look what Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9 says. It says, by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. By grace you have been saved. So, Oftentimes we are tired, spiritually exhausted, even physically, because we are striving in our own strength to get things done. When we are in God's perfect will, there's not a striving that's happening. There's not an inkling or a thought that I need to somehow earn God's favor on my life. If I don't do this, God's going to think less of me. We haven't been called to work in our own strength. We've been called to works, good works that God prepared before and that we should walk in. But this is in partnership with the Lord. So there's a grace that God has for you, an empowerment by His Spirit to do what He's called you to do, unmerited favor, giving you what you don't deserve. There's grace in its full measure for you for whatever God has called you to do. And when you're walking in that grace, when you are tackling the call on your life with God's help, then you can experience a rest, spiritually speaking, that's 24/7. There's a rest in the Lord. There's a place where you are hidden in Christ that's 24/7. So that the days can come and go and you take it in your stride. When I'm working hard, applying my mind and my body and my faith and everything, and when I'm lying down and sleeping, my spirit doesn't sleep, and when I'm spending time with the Lord, there's a baseline rest that you can enjoy 24/7 when you're in the Lord, and He gives you strength to do everything that He's called you to do. He gives you strength and abundance. So, of course, the important thing here is to make sure you are doing what God has called you to do, because if you're operating outside of those parameters, if you're operating outside of what God has called you to do, you are going to get tired. Extremely tired. And secondly, what are you really accomplishing? So the number one point is we must go back to Mark 6 rather, and verse 30 and 31, and Jesus says, "Come with me. Let us go and rest." Come with me. You first need to come to the Lord, and you need to know what He has called you to do. And with the Lord, there is rest. And there's that peace. Jesus is that Prince of Peace. There's a peace that is it's an absence and a victory over anxiety and worry. Go and look at Philippians chapter 4. A peace. Sometimes we are restless because we are so anxious and we are worrying about things the whole time. We need to ask the Lord, then, "Lord, can you reveal yourself to me once more as my Prince of Peace? I just want to give this burden, this anxiety over to you, Lord." And He's faithful to do that for you. His peace guards your mind and your heart. Guards your thoughts and your emotions. It's amazing how sometimes we can work ourselves up into a frenzied state. But when you get to that point, you can't get anything done. You need to experience the peace of God. I want to close with this scripture. The Lord just gave me a powerful picture years ago of what's written in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So you know what a yoke is? as they do with the oxen, they plow the field, and they'll take two oxen and have the wooden yoke over their necks, with which they can then harness the plow. And you kind of, you need to take two oxen that are equal in strength, so that they can plow a straight line more easily, obviously with the farmer guiding them. Now the Lord says we must yoke with him, but that's definitely not an equal yoke. God is perfect. He is all powerful. We are not perfect. And we are certainly weak at the best of times compared to the Lord. But he says, yoke with me. It's a very powerful picture. Jesus, I mean, he was amazing with his stories and his parables with which he packaged the truth that he wanted to impart to the disciples in pictures that they could understand. And it's amazing how even today it is just as applicable, and you know, that we can actually understand the meaning as well. But in this picture, what I saw, the Lord just revealed to me once, and I appreciate, you know, I'm not giving an exhaustive, pardon the pun, explanation of all these scriptures and of biblical rest. Time doesn't permit, but in this picture, what I saw was this massive, oversized, giant ox that represents God. And then wheels, tiny, almost like a calf, that's in the yoke, but we nicely fastened. But we are, you know, really, really tiny compared to the Lord that's in the yoke next to us. And guess what? We are yoked, right? So our necks are tied to the yoke. And so being a small ox compared to the Lord, our feet aren't touching the ground. Okay? And it's just a powerful picture that the Lord showed me of how in reality, you know, when we are with him, he's actually doing all the work. He just wants us with him. You know? And when he's doing the work, and there's in reality only the one ox that's pulling, but that ox is strong enough to pull any plow. And he's plowing dead straight. And so when we yoke with him, we know we're going to get to the end. And we're going to do the job properly. And there's rest. We just kind of go and hang with the Lord. So I really want to encourage you in that. If you're weary and burdened, it's a sign that you need to come to him. Mark 6, come away with me, and I'll give you rest. If you're weary and burdened, come to me, I will give you rest. Our ultimate rest lies to be with the Lord. We need to come to him. And so, we heard in the announcements, we're not having services on the 1st and 8th of January. There's quite a number of people that are away as well. And just taking some time out, I want to encourage you, take time out with the Lord. If you're going away, don't have the mindset or think that you're leaving the Lord at home. Don't leave your Bible at home. Don't forget to spend time with the Lord while you're having fun or whatever. The best rest that you're going to get is when you deliberately make time for the Lord. Use the extra time that you have to spend some extra time with him. Especially going into a new season, into a new year, you want to commit and consecrate what lies ahead to the Lord and ask his blessing on it so he can make your path straight. And the ox, straight path, yoke with him. So, I want to encourage you, take rest, take physical rest, and make sure you get good spiritual rest, and then apply that Sabbath principle if you aren't doing it. And I know many are involved in hospitality in Christchurch, and you've got different shifts, and it might be difficult, but if you can plan ahead, then make sure that you factor in some rest with the Lord. Amen? Amen. I'd like us to stand together. And I don't know if we can close with a song of worship. And I just want you to just bring yourself before the Lord and your current state of mind and the state of your soul. Just bring it before the Lord and ask Him to help you to enter His rest. Maybe some of us, we don't experience it because we don't know how. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you to find that quiet place where you come away with Him. Maybe you're one who's able to do it even where it's noisy. Uncle Angus Buchan, he spends a lot of time at airports because he's always traveling, ministering the gospel. And he's got that cowboy hat, and he says he just pulls that cowboy hat over his eyes and immediately he can focus on the Lord. He's trained himself to do that. You need to find what works for you, but you need to come away with Him. Come away with the Lord. Let us worship Him. Yes, Lord, I just thank You, Father, that You bless each and every one here, Father. That You bless us, Lord, with Your rest. Lord, thank You for the invitation that You extend to each one of us to come to You. Those who are weary and burdened, You will give us rest. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You invite us to yoke with You. Not to be under the enemy's yoke, but to be under Your yoke, Father. Your yoke is easy, Lord, and Your burden is light. And we thank You, Father. We thank You for that, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that You will help usher each one of us, Lord, into Your plan for our lives, Father. That place, Lord, we are not making things happen in our own strength. We're not striving. We're not building another kingdom. Lord, that place where we are partnering with You, that place where Your grace abounds, just bless each one here with Your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd love to pray with you this morning if you have a specific need to connect with Jesus. Maybe right now you're not even in relationship with them. Well, I want to pray with you. The rest that you are looking for, that everyone wants, can only be found in Jesus. He's the only one that can save you from your sins. So please, come to me if you want to connect with Jesus. I'd love to pray with you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.